Hello, I'm Gretchen Carr, and you're listening to Classical IPR in Concert. If you've lived in northern Michigan long enough or have been a frequent visitor, then you may have attended a performance by the ensemble Song of the Lakes. In the early 1980s, Ingemar and Lisa Johansson, Mike Sullivan and Rick Jones began playing and performing sea shanties and traditional Irish melodies. Their charisma and energy attracted audiences around the world, and soon they were known as the unofficial ambassadors of the Great Lakes. In 2007, Song of the Lakes celebrated their 25th anniversary with a performance at Corson Auditorium. For many audience members, they came to see one band member in particular, percussionist Rick Jones.
He always was the one that people were drawn to. And, you know, at the end of the show, there would be the line waiting for Rick, to get any kind of information about his drum, just to be up close to Rick. He had that kind of magnetism and charisma.
Friend and fellow Song of the Lakes band member, Lisa Johansson.
And, you know, frankly, we would scratch our heads like, why is it Rick? You know, of course we knew why it was. He had a magnetism. He was raw, and it resonated deeply in people. And maybe it was kind of what they wanted for themselves, and they had a way to experience a little bit of this rawness, this anima, this wildness that Rick kind of embodied.
Rick's Bodhran kept the steadfast rhythm of the band for over 35 years. An eclectic skills artist, his carvings and sculptures were displayed and sold in galleries along the Lake Michigan coastline. His experience in the Vietnam War resulted in living a life that was true to himself. His legendary style of storytelling brought listeners directly into the story. He discovered northern Michigan while on his way out west, and he liked it so much he decided to stay. In that time, he met his wife Carol, and they made a life together. On May 16, 2020, at the age of 69, Rick passed away in his beloved homeland of Benzie County. This edition of Classical IPR in Concert is dedicated to the memory of Rick. You'll hear the music and stories that embodied Rick's essence, along with remembrances as told by his fellow Song of the Lakes band members, Mike, Ingemar, and Lisa. You'll also hear from longtime collaborator and friend Gary Warden, as well as retired Interlochen Arts Academy cello instructor and longtime collaborator Crispin Campbell.
I came from this highly schooled conservatory background, and Rick came from the opposite end, from the instinctive listeners, improvisers' background, self-taught. So it was great. He would just listen and respond with whatever was near his hands. So it could be one of his bone scrapers, his swamp lizards, or rattles, or bells, or his boron. He was just resourceful. And he would just listen and respond like all good musicians ought to. That was Rick. He just made stuff up based on his uncanny ability to listen and contribute.
Cellist and longtime friend Crispin Campbell recalls Rick's rare talent.
I remember once talking to him about how do you approach playing music. He goes, well, I can't read music. I don't know what all that stuff on the page means, but I can cut up time. And he meant that he could divide and subdivide and mentally split up time into smaller or larger portions. And that's, for a percussionist, that's what you need to be able to do. He's maybe the most, or one of the most, naturally talented people. Not just with music, but a unique kind of talent of hearing and seeing. He was as good as any art historian that I've known, because he could see. And he could see images in trees, in patterns in nature that most people would miss. Hugely gifted, rare, rare talent.
That work, composed by Rick Jones and Crispin Campbell, was entitled The Lizard Blues. Gary Warden, longtime friend and collaborator and member of one of Northern Michigan's favorite jam bands, the Lizard Lickers, shares a memory of jamming with Rick.
Yeah, I had many a good jam with Rick, and that was kind of his favorite form of music, and he really liked it when the Lizard Lickers came along. And we were kind of able to stretch some boundaries and stuff. One time over at his studio, we did a jam where we did an hour or more of just endings, crescendos and endings. And it was fun, and it was a blast, and it wasn't normal. And as long as it wasn't normal, that's what Rick liked the best, I think. That's why I think he liked the freedom of a group like the Lizard Lickers, where we just start with an idea.
Thank you.
You heard Long Blue Shoreline, composed by Gary Warden, from the original motion picture soundtrack, The Sleeping Bear. You're listening to Classical IPR in Concert, a tribute to Rick Jones. I'm Gretchen Carr. You can see the complete playlist for this program at interlochenpublicradio.org. Now again is Gary Warden.
I don't think Rick really had any formal training as an artist. He would tell me a lot of times about the different aspects of art, you know, texture, color, contrast, things like that. And it seemed like he really had a good awareness of what he tried to achieve in his work. And almost everywhere I went with him, he would see something that would move him. And Rick, in his art, in his music, was very much about mood and unspoken things.
Longtime friend and Song of the Lakes band member Ingemar Johansson recounts Rick's love for the beauty of northern Michigan.
He absolutely loved this area, and he's the one that always, if you don't know where Rick is, go down the beach, and there he is. He always liked to go in the lake, and it did him very good to go get in the water. It was another place in his life where he was at home.
Hey, Holloway, we'll Holloway Joe.
Come in!
Hey, Holloway. When I was a young boy, me mother, she would tell me,
hey, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
And if I didn't kiss the girls, me lips would all grow moldy.
Hey, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Come here.
Hey, haul away, we'll haul for better weather. Hey, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Hey, haul away, we'll all haul off together. Hey, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Rick Jones.
Rick's first encounter with music was at the Tumbling Creek Baptist Church in his home state of Tennessee. His grandmother would load him and his cousins into the car each Sunday morning and take them to church. Crispin Campbell shares the story.
Well, I remember Rick saying when he was a little kid, they'd go to church, and it was this Southern Baptist church, and the congregation would testify. And people would stand up and start singing and rocking and rolling. And when he was 4 or 5 years old, he said it would be terrifying to him, the intensity, and just the raw intensity of that form of worship. He also said he had a cousin who sang in the Jordanaires, which was Elvis's backup group. So that's all tied. That's a cultural thing, that sort of super intense belief and testifying about something that's, fear of God is terrible. It's a terrible thing. And then everything he saw in Nam, much of which was unspeakable.
But it's like a righteousness that he really would captivate when he'd deliver things like that. You know, like there was a righteousness in the way he present.
That was friend and fellow Song of the Lakes band member Mike Sullivan. This next piece, The Three Sisters, was recognized as Rick's signature story. Here's a live recording done in 1995 at the Pygmy Studios in Traverse City, Michigan.
When you're in a storm in big water, you can look for about every seventh wave to be a big one. Now, your ship is designed to weather this, but there's something that you should know. These are not lakes. These are the world's eight seas, and her bottom is littered with the wreckage of over 6,000 ships. Now, the companies know this, and the Coast Guard knows this, and the men know. It's not that the companies are unconcerned with safety. They do manage to put a couple of lifeboats on every ship. But no sailor believes that lifeboat's going to be doing him any good. For know this, when you sail these lakes in the month of November, you're living on the razor. You're setting 80 feet up above the front of your ship. Maybe the whitefish beacon is working and maybe it's not. And you don't have a fathometer, which is a means to tell how deep a water you're in. So you have to send one of your men out on the spear deck in a blizzard with a hand lead over the side. Mark Twain style. And you got wind gusts of 60 miles an hour. And you got green water breaking over the deck of your ship. I'm not talking spray, people. I'm talking green water. And with every wave, it makes the engines in your ship fight hard to keep the surface. And you've been on the lake now for hours. She's grown tired of playing with you. Behind your ship, the Three Sisters are built. Now, the Three Sisters are part of the Great Lakes mythology. Three huge consecutive waves that hits your ship one after the other. Now, the first wave, she's only maybe 30 feet high. She comes rolling across the spear deck towards the bow of the ship, pushing the bow deep into the water. before you can recover, the second wave hits. She's larger than the first, pushing the bow even deeper into the water. And all the thousands of ton of grain or ore in the cargo hold begins to slide forward. Then the third and the largest wave hits. The size of a four-story building hits your ship. Your ship's still under full power. Submarines to the bottom. And all the grain and ore rushes forward with such a force that it severs your ship in two. And the men, they're swallowed by the water. But the three sisters are kind. They do take you quickly. Within 10 seconds, your ship is settled in the mud. Deck light still shining. And in Duluth Superior, another freighter is being loaded.
He always called himself a survivor, just a total survivor. And that's the hardest or the strangest part of him being gone, is that, oh, wait a minute, no. Rick Jones, he's the ultimate survivor.
Song of the Lakes became popular for their rousing renditions of traditional sea shanties and Irish melodies. Their range evolved enormously in their time together. They experimented with acoustic rock, Latin, and jazz, what they refer to as Great Lakes world music. In this next portion of Classical IPR in Concert, you'll hear excerpts from their 25th anniversary concert performed on February 13th, 2007, at the Corson Auditorium on the campus of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special evening of music and celebration. My name is Jed Jaworski, and 25 years ago, I had this idea to try and liven our maritime history and lore, which is largely being interpreted through dusty books and display cases. And music seemed like a wonderful way to bring some of our history and culture to life. But in searching out the music of the Great Lakes, I found that the majority of it was tucked away in archives and National Archives recordings. And while we give the often 90-some-year-old gentleman a great deal of credit for trying to belt out a sea shanty or a ballad, we knew it wasn't going to inspire people to participate in the pursuit of maritime history. So a call was put out for musicians in the Northwest Michigan area to participate in what was being billed as a Songs of the Lakes concert at the Maritime Facility in Frankfort. And that seed of an idea hit fertile ground here in Northwest Michigan. And we had well over a dozen musicians turn out and contribute to an event that was so well received both by audience and musicians that the Song of the Lakes band was formed and has never stopped playing. Through their tremendous talent and perseverance, we will enjoy tonight an extraordinary performance. So without further ado, let the celebration and let the show begin. Thank you.
Quinn, tell me, son of Pharaoh, tell me why you hurry so. Hush my book, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow.
I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon.
By the rising.
Well, tell me, son of Pharaoh, where's this gathering to be?
At the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me.
One more word for signal's token, whistle up a marching tune.
With the pikes upon our shoulders, by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon?
By the rising of the moon.
With our pikes upon our shoulders,
by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon.
With our pikes upon our shoulders,
by the rising of the moon.
Well then tell me, son of Pharaoh, tell me why you hurry so. Hush my bugle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
Out of many a mud wall, cabin's eyes were staring through the night. Many a manly heart was beating by the coming morning lights. Murmurs passed along the valley like the banshee's lonely creak, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
There beside that singing river, that dark mass of men were seen, and high upon their weapons showed their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, forward strike a marching tune. And around my boys for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, around my boys for freedom, by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, around my boys for freedom, by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, around my boys for freedom, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, around my boys for freedom, by the rising of the moon.
And it's old, and it's old, the age is going down. They said she was the finest ship put out from Owen Sound. The sky was dark, the wind did howl, and stormy was the day when the gallant ship, the Asia, she crossed the Georgian Bay. 100 souls there were on board, likewise a costly store. But on this trip, that gallant ship, she sunk to rise no more. And it's old, that is old, oh, what more can we do to try and save the Asia, her passengers and crew? And it's old, that is old, the Asia's going down. They said she was the finest ship put up from Owen Sound. Thank you.
watery grave. They tried to save the captain, but the waters round him rage. Well, no, he said, don't think of me till all on board are safe.
And it's so, let it so.
Well, what more can we do to try and save the Asia, her passengers and crew?
And it's so, let it so.
The Asia's going down. They said she was the finest ship put out from Owen Sound. Mammy would say, why such delay? But she must be excused. 'Twill make it sad, likewise, my dad, to hear the awful news. For all the souls that were on board, two out we are alive. Miss Morrison and Tinkus, the two that did survive.
And it's so, let it so.
Oh, what more can we do to try and save the Asia, her passengers and crew?
And it's so, let it so.
The Asia's going down. They said she was the finest ship put up from Owen Sound. Seen a whole 18 in which to wit did time, but it upset and down they went one 7 at one time.
And it's so, let it so.
Well, what more can we do to try and save the Asia, her passengers and crew?
And it's so, let it so.
The Asia's going down. They said she was the finest ship put up from Owen Sound.
And it's so, let it so.
The Asia's going down. They said she was the finest ship put out from Owen Sound.
You're listening to Classical IPR in Concert, a tribute to Rick Jones. I'm Gretchen Carr. You can see the complete playlist for this program at interlochenpublicradio.org. Now again are Lisa and Ingemar Johansson.
The first time I met Rick was actually around campfire, I believe. We were, and that's the first time we made music together, too. And he always called himself a campfire jammer.
There was several of us musicians and, you know, backwoods people that there was Rick and his charisma. His charisma.
You know, and the charisma around an outdoor fire, that Rick was in his element. The passion that he had for the elements around us and the natural environment and everything and all the flora and the fauna around us, that was his rightful place in the world often.
That was his comfort zone, for sure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are very, very, very blessed. I know you've heard me say it many a times about living in Michigan and being surrounded by the Great Lakes. But some of my favorite things about Michigan up here are up in the UP and down here are the magnificent rivers and streams that we have. I mean, you know, the Platte River and the Betsy River are two of my most favorites. The Manistee just tickles me every time I get turned over in it by some sweeper or, you know, eddy of some kind, you know, and you just dunk it out and you dump your boat and you paddle on. So we're going to create a Michigan's wetlands right now. And so for all of you that have a favorite kind of a wetland bird, or if you know how to do like a chickadee, a whippoorwill, a robin, or howl like a coyote, or fart like a frog, we invite you to become and help us make a Michigan wetland with a tune called The Horn Dance. Yeah. when the mountains were young and the trees were old and the world had but just one soul, with creatures that fly and critters that crawl in the meadow. This is what we saw.
You're listening to Classical IPR in Concert, a tribute to Rick James. I'm Gretchen Parr. You can see the complete playlist for this program at interlochenpublicradio.org. Now again is Rick Sullivan.
Rick got to be known as an art truck guy. And there's a 5-year stretch that he did the truck, which was this truck that would go from elementary school to elementary school with art, and the kids would come out and they'd be exposed to art. And these kids would be probably in their early 40s now, but he would have that identity for, I mean, think about this. All the kids, and I'm sure it was a couple of grades every year the art truck would come. Everybody got exposed. And, you know, Rick was not like a tender feeling, kind of light feeling. It was like kind of a manly view of art.
Yeah.
And he kept order, as he would describe it, on the art truck. The kids were picking stuff up and goofing around.
Don't touch that.
Yeah, they learned to respect art that way. But he was, the art truck guy. Hundreds of kids were really exposed. Got his orientation to art. I mean, it was really quite a gift.
Michigan, beautiful pearl of America, thank you for finding me a home. I've been gone for so long, I've been sailing the seas through many a lands I have roamed. And your whispering breeze of your sweet summer seas guided me through all the rains. And they led me through gales with your winds in my sails to the place where I wish to remain. Lake Michigan, glorious pearl of America, thank you for leading me away. I said thank for blue waters, blue sons and your daughters, thank for the sails and the bay. I arrived with eagles so fearless and proud, soaring high in the sky. She would nest many moons amid sleeping bare dunes. I will stay, but away she will fly. Yes, I found me a home in a land of the sand, by the edge of your foam, so gentle and grand. And I think I will stay when it's safe and it's warm, and I won't sail away until your very last storm. Beautiful pearl of America, thank you for leading me away. I said thanks for blue waters, for your seafaring daughters, thanks for the sails and the bay. I arrived with eagles so fearless and proud, soaring high in the sky. She would nest many moons amid sleeping bare dunes. I will stay, but away she will fly. Yes, I found me a home in the land of the sand, by the edge of your foam, so gentle and grand. And I think I will stay where it's safe and it's warm, and I won't sail away until your very last
Ingemar Johansson, Pearl of America.
Yeah, and just the band, you know, kind of reflects life in general. So after 25 years, a lot of things have happened over the years, and, you know, good and bad, just like life. And this song we wrote kind of as a pivotal point in the band, I believe, when a good friend of ours passed away, and it kind of sent shudders through the band, and this song was born out of that. It's called Fire in the Sky.
Stay with the pain. Let the sword go through you. Maybe it isn't a sword. Maybe it's a tuning fork, and you are the tone. Maybe you are the song you always knew.
There's a fire in the western sky, shedding a light on me, leaving a shadow in the sand as it's sinking into the sea. And his passion in all its might, and I tremble a bit at the touch, and I follow it on through the night, until it becomes too much. Lone bird on the wire, wings spread out wide, flying to the fire with an angel by its side. Did you hear the silent cry echo from above to fill the red sky like a sacrifice for love? There's a fire in a western sky, and I will always wonder why. There's a fire in a western sky. It's taken a piece of me as it's sinking into the sea. There's a stone in a field somewhere waiting to be turned. It's been lying there for ages, so I've learned. It has a song all of its own, and it has a certain rhyme. It's the one that we have known since the dawn of time. There's a fire in a western sky, and I will always wonder why. There's a fire in a western sky. Oh, as it's sinking into the sea, it's taking a piece of me. As it's sinking into the sea.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classical IPR in Concert, a tribute to Rick Jones. I'm Gretchen Carr. You can see the complete playlist for this program at interlochenpublicradio.org. Now again, our Ingemar and Lisa Johansson.
He's such a strong presence on stage, an incredible strong presence on stage, but yet blended in very well with the rest of us. So it's like sometimes it was like magic for me standing on stage playing with all these guys and Rick in particular.
Well, I always felt the quartet that we were fortunate enough to, you know, come together as a quartet had all of those elements, and Rick was this watery Scorpio. And he really just brought the intensity and the fluidity that really helped the rest of us as each one of us brought our own strengths, but it was that fluidity that really, I think, had a lot to do with the success of the band for so many years.
Well, we're going to do a song for you now that is it's called The Old Testament Sky. And it's quite an abstract tune. We're not sure what it's about, but we've had interpretations of all kinds about the situations that we are over there in the Middle East, the losing of our own home liberties, and just good old-fashioned lonely heart. Old Testament Sky.
The leaves still cling to the trees. A solitary pine stands as ravens cry in the lonesome rush of a winter breeze. There's an Old Testament sky. It's cold and harsh and unforgiving. Mindlessly sleepwalking feet, bare eyes down, hearts closed, some cold is living. It's a crossfire of faith and doubt. Do you ever wonder, will it all work out? It's a crossfire, some rise, some fall. Does it really matter? Does it matter after all? The parade of supercells, march.
hurts the daily compromise in a rhythm out of time. 16 children with saxophone faces line the streets, sing the blues and moan their future lies in crime. Is there a message in this madness? Or is there a gentle hand guiding all these things? Is it a dice roll? You know, craps on a cosmic level, inciting violence and desperate dreams. Crossfire, faith and doubt, do you really think it'll all work out? Crossfire, some rise, some fall. Crossfire, faith and doubt, do you really think, do you really think it'll all work out? Doesn't matter after all. On your face and hear your name called in the sky. You look up, see the fire burning, feel the heat, turn your head, walk away, and you start to cry. Is this a promise that suffering will set us free, or is it my imagination? I need a witness,
I need a witness,
someone with faith that can bring relief and end this endless anticipation. Crossfire, faith and doubt, do you really think it'll all work out? Crossfire, some rise, some fall. Crossfire, faith and doubt, do you really think it'll all work out? Doesn't matter after all. Crossfire, faith and doubt, do you really think it'll all work out? Faith and doubt, do you really think it'll all work out?